We all assembled offer our most humble obeisances at the lotus feet of Vasudev and Vasudev also. These are two different personalities, Vasudev and Vasudev. Vasudev is father, Vasudev is the son. Oh, Vasudev sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. So to realize that Vasudev is all in all, Krishna is all in all. This is the sense of all the knowledge. There's nothing more to be known. Once you know, Vasudeva sarvam iti means this much. How much we have to know? Vasudeva sarvam. Vasudeva is all in all. So we have assembled here Vasudevasya Mahima hi na anuvarnitah. There was a time Srila Vyasadeva had compiled all the shastras, scriptures, but one. And that was the Bhagavatam. And Narad Muni said, yes, well, I must point out reason you are not happy. Look at your face. You could see, you could read the despondency, unhappiness. You could read all over the face of Srila Vyasadev. What's the matter with you? And I did not know what the matter was. You tell me, and then Narad Muni, who is a spiritual master of Srila Vyasadeva, he said, the trouble with all the compilations that you have done thus far is Vasudevasya Mahima hi na anuvarnitaha. You have not talked of Vasudevasya Mahima. The glories of Vasudev you have not chanted enough. Maybe something you have done, but not enough. So now go ahead, compile a scripture with Vasudevasya Mahima all over. And then he compiled one more scripture, the last one, concluding one, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam. And as we study this scripture, Bhagavatam, there's Krishna everywhere. Mahima of Vasudev Krishna is ever throughout Bhagavatam. So even the author was not satisfied. Job satisfaction? You heard of something like that? Job satisfaction. So he had done a lot of job but not satisfied. So if author is not satisfied, this we are talking about the Vedas, the Puranas, the Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, Mahabharata, all these scriptures he had compiled, still not happy. Something was missing. So Narad Muni did the book review, reviewed all the books of Srila Vyasadeva and told him. So, and as he compiled Bhagavatam, he was fully satisfied. So the students of Bhagavatam also become fully satisfied. Yayatma suprasidati. Atma suprasidati, fully satisfied. So we had been gathering here every evening, and trying to satisfy our souls. First of all, we try to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by hearing about Him. That's how we glorify Him. And that satisfies us, His parts and parcels. That's the only way. Try to satisfy ourselves independent. Keep Krishna out of the picture and try to satisfy yourself. Not possible. Since the beginning of creation, no one has succeeded. Do you want to try and waste your many lifetimes? Bahunam janmanam ante, like that, many lifetimes come and go. So, durlabham manusam janma. Now we have attained this human form of life and have also developed desire to know Krishna, to serve Krishna. And one more fortunate thing about us, that we have come in contact with Srila Prabhupada and his parampara. That's our greatest good fortune. Srila Prabhupada has kindly presented Srimad Bhagavatam. And we are able to sit here in Los Angeles. We are not sitting on the bank of Ganga like Sukadeva Goswami. And that Bhagavad recitation was right on the bank of Ganga, right outside Hastinapur. Well, it also could be done. But that's even, we are able to do that in Los Angeles, in California. This is a very special arrangement. Divine and causeless, merciful arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the members of that disciplic succession. Okay, so let us continue. We have time and tide waits for nobody, none. For us also, it's ticking. And finally, so, Ante Narayana Smritihi. We wish to remember Narayan when the final stroke. So we are preparing. Because we all die within how many days? 7 days. Yeah. So before us today, we kind of concluded Brahma Bimohan Leela. Did you get that name right? Brahma was bewildered. So that's popularly known. That Leela is popularly known as Brahma Bimohan Leela. Leela that bewildered, the pastime that bewildered Brahma. He became bewildered temporarily. But he realized a lot of things, and he surrendered unto Krishna, offered beautiful prayers. Prayer that we heard, that is not from Bhagavatam. Govindam Adipurusham Tama Aham Bhajami. That was Brahma's prayer that we heard about yesterday. That's not from Bhagavatam. So there's a whole chapter about the prayers of Lord Brahma. So we are going to ask you to, this homework for you, please keep noting down something that we cannot cover here. You have to return to your homes. Do you have this set of Bhagavatam at home? If you don't have, make sure you get this complete set of Bhagavatam and study this regularly. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Say that. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Not Nityam Bhagavat, not Los Angeles Time Sevaya. Every day we must serve Los Angeles Times or New York Times or Washington Post or... No. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So save money. Don't spend money on that garbage. Instead, go for gold. Garbage to gold. Go for Bhagavatam. So, those who don't have Bhagavatam set, it's available. It's yours. You could take this away. We'll replace another one. We have so many sets of Bhagavatam here with us. We also have this in Hindi and other languages, which can be arranged. So the prayers of Brahma you are going to study yourself in more detail. Wonderful prayers. And then he offers parikrama, says, Tri parikramya pada yo, and offered his obeisances, and Brahma returned to his lok, Brahma lok. Chapter 15 of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Dhenukasur. Tatasya paugandavayaha shrito vraje babhuvasto pashupala sammato gascharayanto sakhibhihi samampadair Vrindavanam punyamati vachakratuhu tatas. Thereafter. The chapter begins with the word tataha, means thereafter. Means all those pastimes. Especially referring to Krishna's pastimes as a calf herd boy. What is calf herd called? Kafford Krishna is known as? Vatsapal. Vatsapal Babhuvato. Babhuvatu. We read the other day. Vatsapalo Babhuvatu. Two of them. Krishna and Balaram became Vatsapal. When they crossed Yamuna, he came from Gokul, crossed Yamuna, and soon after Krishna had a desire to be with his friends and he was made calf herd boy. And we had been reading Krishna's calf herding pastimes, many of them. And tataha, after that, paugandavayaha srito, Lord Krishna, he attains the Pauganda age. He was Kumar. Age 1 to 5 is Kumar. Then 6 to 10 is Pauganda. Then Kishore and like that. And he grows up to age 16 and no more. In fact, there's a more detailed calculation of 15 years, 7 months, and 2 days. If I remember correctly, this Krishna, 15 months, 15 years, so many months, so many days only, and then he doesn't, no more. He stays like that forever. Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayavvanam Cha. Although he is Adi Purush, Adhyam Purana, an oldest personality. At the same time, Navayavvanam Cha, always youthful and ever fresh. Have you seen Krishna with the gray hair, beard, and walking with a cane or stick? Or him going to clinic for change of teeth, or some bhagavans in India do go. That proves their status. Krishna is Satchidanand, Sat, eternal. His eternal personality never grows old. So he has now become Paugandavayaha. And as he has grown up now, he's grown up. So the other day we were talking, Choti Choti Gaya, Chote Chote Gwal, Chotoso, Madan Gopal Choto, Gwalbal, everything Chota Chota, small. So this chapter says, beginning, now he has grown up. Little bada, maha size, grown. So because he was small, so he could only handle small cows. So now he has grown up. So Pashupala Sammato Gascharayanto, the elderly members of the cowherd community, they authorize now. Yes, Krishna and Balaram, they could be cowherd boys now. They're calf herd. So in fact, during Kartik, Shukla Ashtami, there's a festival in Vrindavan, celebrated especially in Vrindavan, called Gopashtami. Gopashtami. So on that day, Krishna, he was promoted. The promotion from calf herd to cow herd. He was Vatsapal, and from that day onwards, he becomes Gopal. So Pashupala Sammato, this had to be authorized by the members, elderly members of the community. And Sakhibhihi samam padair vrindavanam punyam chakratuhu. So along with the coward boys, they also have become coward boys. And walking behind the cows, padai. They are not riding on the horses. In the West sometimes they are. The cowherd men, they ride on the back of the horse. Krishna is not doing it. Krishna is walking like cows walk. And cows walk bare feet, so does Krishna. His lotus feet are worshipped. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutas Stunvanti Divyaistavai, offering prayers at his lotus feet. So those lotus feet, Lord engages in service of the cows. And all day long he's going into the forest. Forest. It's not a bed of roses, thorns, rocks. You name it, and it is all there. So knowing this, in fact, Yashoda made a little proposal. The day Krishna was going to be going into the forest as a coward boy, probably heard of this very popular pastime in Vrindavan we hear. Yashoda proposed to Krishna, 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 come, 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 come. I say come. So he was very anxious. Everything was set to go. The cows were all decorated that day. Their horns were decorated, painted ribbons, lemon in the pointed horns, and incense. We used to do this also in my village, I remember. For our bulls and cows we did when we were little children. So the cows were decorated, and the bells around their necks, jingling bells. And the priests were chanting mantras to protect, for protection of the children and auspiciousness. Whole Nandagram was decorated. Big festival. Considered a very major festival. The promotion day. And Krishna and Balaram, they are going to be taking care of 900,000 cows. Quite a few, right? 900,000 cows. So Yashoda said, here's a pair of shoes for you, darling. Krishna said, no, 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 mother. Shoes for me? No, no, not for me. No, no, please take. You have to go into the summer and thorns. No, no, you please take. No, no, I can't take. No, no, please. Come here, come here. They're Bata shoes. The best shoes in the town. And Krishna said, I don't care. Mother, if you insist, then you please get shoes for all the cows. So that's how many shoes? No, I knew that you would make a wrong calculation. Okay, I'll give you 30 seconds. I thought you were Americans. 36 lakh shoes were required. Now where is Mother Yashoda going to arrange 36 lakhs of shoes? Forget it. She also had another proposal. Take umbrella also. Please take umbrella. No, I can't take. Okay, I will take only if you arrange umbrellas for all the cows. But the difficulty is the cows, they have certainly legs but no hands. So you need another 900,000 persons to carry the umbrella, being next to the cow, each cow one. So like this, not possible. So she gave up the proposal, did not push her point. And Krishna makes point there, says, Mother, dharmo rakshati rakshataha. Taking care of the cows is our dharma. Let's just do that properly, okay? And the result would be that dharma will protect us in turn. Let's protect dharma, and that dharma in turn will protect us. Just a little boy, but he came up with this statement. And then he becomes coward boy. There's another reason we hear that the coward men were compelled to make Krishna the coward boy because and the Krishna had been going with the cows only month after month, few years he was just herding the cows. The cows were missing his association. The cows are waiting and waiting and waiting, hoping this day, maybe tomorrow, day after, he will accompany us. We'll be together with him. But didn't happen. So one day all the cows decided, today, they had some kind of conference. All in favor, raise your hands. They had no hands. They must have shaken heads. All in favor of, we will not go into the forest. If Krishna doesn't go with us, we are not going to go into the forest. All in favor. So they all shook their heads. So that day, so much attempt was made to bring the cows and take them to the forest. They barely managed to get them out of the town, but not into the forest. They would keep running and all standing in front of Nanda Bhavan. We want Krishna, we want Krishna, we want Krishna. Even cows were all for Krishna. They were talking their kind of language, but it was obvious, unspoken language, but they could understand what they want. They wanted Krishna to be their protector, or herding them. So that was another reason to promote Krishna as Gopal. So they go into the forest. Padai vrindavanam punyamati vachakratuhu. By their presence, Vrindavan becomes, it's already transcendental abode, but becomes punyadham, more auspicious, more divine, as Krishna travels all over Braj Mandal with the cows. There's a coward boy. Mega gambhiraya vacha nama bhirduragan pasun kvachit avayati pritya. Krishna with his, Krishna's voice is very deep. mega gambhiraya vacha. The Lord's voice, which is deep, has been compared. We always come across this, the way it is described. Mega gambhiraya, mega. When there's a thunder or a rumbling of the clouds, that kind of depth is in the voice of the Lord. His voice is very... So, he calls different names of his cows. Whenever they go away, raising into some deep into the forest, he wants to call them. He calls them by name. Of course, he plays his flute. And by that, he calls out their names as he plays his flute. Krishna is so personal. He has named all his cows. They're different. They all have different names. 900,000 cows have 900,000 names, and Krishna remembers all of them. And he calls each cow by her name. Sometimes he climbs up Kadamba tree, climbs up a branch of a tree and plays his flute. And wherever the cows are, they all return to that tree, sit down, and they do the chewing of the cud. They are being entertained by Krishna's flute. They sit down, and such relationship Krishna has with everybody in Braj, residents of Vrindavan, especially with the cows. He has so much affection. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. This is not here. Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. We say. He Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. The hits, the benefit, the welfare of the cows and the Brahmanas, this is the foremost concern of Krishna. He always takes care of the Brahmanas and cows. Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Jagat Hitaya Krishna. Govindaya. Govind. Govind also meaning one who protects the cows, gives pleasure to the cows, also senses, also to the land. Go means cow, senses and the land. Godas, you know, Goswami. Go. Gopal means senses and the cows, protector of the cows. Tataha Krishnam cha Ramam cha Gyatayo. Yes, to go back. Kashit Pallava Talpeshu. So coward boys are into the forest, and they are every day they have varieties of pastimes. It's not a routine, not a boring thing. Every day is ever fresh, ever new. Krida parishrantaha, they play and they're tired, sometimes fatigued. So they keep playing, they don't know how many hours they have been playing. Sometimes they niyodha shrama karshitaha, the little wrestling they do. You ready? And the coward boys wrestle and takes energy, right? So Krishna also wrestles. Pallavatal peshu vrakshamulashraya shete. And Krishna playing and wrestling sometimes. He feels fatigued, needs a little rest. So he goes under a tree, Some coward boy, they make a little bed from the leaves. Pallava talpeshu. Krishna lies down with his head in the lap of one of the coward boys.